This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, July 19th. Okay, folks, hope you're not stranded at an airport because all the major airlines like American, Delta, and United are all grounded today. And what caused all this, and this is a worldwide phenomena, is CrowdStrike had a software update that crashed the Windows 365 operating system. And there's a 365 host a system in the cloud that a lot of businesses use. So it basically started there and spread. So this is a global software crash. And not only is it impacting airlines, but it's impacting some banks, trains, schedules, and other businesses. And basically a systematic cascade of software failures. Now, other businesses that were impacted include the London Stock Exchange News Service and Sky News live television broadcasts. Fortunately, the feed for the British Open is working if you want to watch the golf tournament. Now, CrowdStrike said the software issue was not related to a cyber attack and that a fix has been deployed. Microsoft has confirmed that the CrowdStrike fix is restoring Windows 365 systems worldwide. So the software disaster today hopefully will be resolved later today or certainly by the weekend. Unfortunately, since CrowdStrike and Microsoft are major technology companies, many tech stocks are going to get up on the wrong side of bed this morning. Although I'm looking at the futures right now and it doesn't look too bad. And there are some stocks like Apple that might gap up because they don't use the Windows operating software. So I do own CrowdStrike and Microsoft in portfolios. And this is unfortunate. And but CrowdStrike is one of my big holdings. I was added to the S&P recently. So I do apologize for that. I do expect the stock to bounce back. This is incredibly embarrassing. And but I don't see anything going backwards. You know, this is a cloud computing related glitch. And you've seen Amazon crash the cloud before. And Amazon's not one of our stocks, but we hold it for selected clients. And my wife also actually owns Amazon and Apple and in her accounts. But, you know, the cloud is here. Interesting in President Trump's acceptance speech last night, he was discussing how we got to double the electric grid just to pay for AI and to run AI. So that's going to be interesting. The U.S. is obviously the AI leader. Okay. Obviously, the server farms are going to continue to grow. And the question is, where are we going to get all the electricity from? So fascinating times we're in. And I should add that the Republican convention's over. It was pretty rowdy, obviously. If you watched it, you might have seen Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock. And obviously, they're trying to appeal to a broad audience, a younger audience. They're trying to be inclusive. And, you know, obviously, the Teamsters president spoke. And Donald Trump was very, very critical of the UAW president shipping jobs to Mexico. And but there's this NAFTA agreement, and there's a lot of companies that put facilities in Mexico and import everything back. The U.S. air conditioning industry is largely in Mexico. John Deere is diverting more jobs to Mexico, and there's been some layoffs. So the outsourcing of America is continuing, and Donald Trump did not cite John Deere, and I don't own John Deere and manage accounts or recommend it, but you know, this is going to be interesting. So now the next question is, President Biden going to resign, and what's going on? Obviously, he's sick with COVID right now, so it's just going to be interesting to watch the tone of the Democratic convention compared to the Republican convention. But obviously, It looks like Trump's going to be the next president unless the Democratic Party gets just a phenomenal candidate and has a phenomenal relaunch of what's going to be happening. Otherwise, yields are low. The Fed will be cutting rates. The European Central Bank did reconfirm that it's going to have one more rate cut this year. Our rate cut is most likely on September 18th. But it all depends on the personal consumption expenditures index will come out later this month. So hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like these corrections and gyrations, but a lot of our big tech earnings will be coming out next week, and they should lift the entire market. There is no earnings problem. These are the strongest earnings in over 2 years, and we're locked and loaded for this earnings announcement season. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Next week's going to be very rewarding for a lot of our stocks. Take care.